Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Problem is you can't be working to make a dollar right now. It's the Monica J Show, your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk, everything you want to talk about. It's all right here for you, because hopefully you're calling in and bringing the conversation, 884-9910. But I'm going to get the conversation started. I'm going to read you a letter that was sent to me. I still love getting mail. I love mail. Emails just get so droning sometimes. It's like, you know, delete, delete, delete. You spend all your time doing this. But just to sit down and open a letter and sit back and read it, I just love it, especially this one I'm going to read to you in just a minute. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you would like to send me an email, I promise I will give it the full attention. Just like this email that I got on the now past, yes, past director of the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, who really wasn't that established in that sort of industry to do that job. Remember, these are cabinet positions, it seems like. So the governor just, you know, appoints people to run these things. Things that your life depends on when you get fired or you get laid off or with what's going on now, when you get literally screwed over. So the new, yes, the new appointee, just unbelievable. She was a Be Smart instructor. You know what that is? Be Smart instructor? Yeah. For Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Almost 4 years working with them. Yeah. Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. You know what that actually is? You know that Gun Sense in America? That's gun regulation. So somebody who does not obviously support the Second Amendment. What else is she qualified for as this most important position? Well, anything that has to do with health care. She's been a state of Nevada long-term care ombudsman for, wow, back since 08. And then she was the director of the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. So Sisolak thinks getting rid of one problem and putting in another is going to what? Appease people for not being able to pay rent, not being able to buy groceries? Still ain't seeing those. Still ain't seeing those checks coming in. So I've been conversing with Ted every day, my buddy Ted. I wanted to give you an update, same as yesterday. Can't get through, but I did get a call back from Congressman Mark Amaday's office. A couple of his staffers are nice enough to try to pass my information through Dieter. Yeah, good luck with that. Just so angry that there can be a better way, and it isn't the phone lines. Open up the offices so people can at least get in line 6 feet apart if they want. This is why they have offices. That scumbag shut them down. I took your advice and went outside and got my sunshine yesterday, along with a nice sunburn. I forgot to wear sunscreen. I'm sorry, Ted. I should have reminded you about that, too. You have a wonderful Wednesday as well. But, you know, on the bright side with your sunburn, you know, it probably killed any coronavirus you might have had. So always look on the bright side. We have a lot of special guests today, but before I get to telling you who they are, I want to direct you to our poll question today. Do you have rekindled faith that the unemployment system will be fixed by a woman who works in the healthcare industry? Unemployment, healthcare. Yeah, you know, they are similar in the respects that nothing ever gets done. Yesterday's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should the U.S. establish a guaranteed monthly income of $2,000? Because that's what Nancy's pushing. I'm so disappointed. I was really hoping this was going to be 100% no, but 8% of those participating in the poll said yes. And I'll tell you in a second why that's so disappointing. 65% said no. 2% said when 2 plus 2 equals 5. I get it. 18% when hell freezes over. 3% they can't even get the promised stimulus check out. And if they gave us $2,000, they would get 10. Good answer. Another one, the question requires a full bipartisan economic thesis to determine the pros and cons of the country before properly answering. Good answer there, too. Just think about all the meth and alcohol it can buy. Yeah, unfortunately. So should the U.S. establish a guaranteed monthly income of $2,000. You take the economic breakdown of every city, county, and every state across the country. And $2,000 in San Francisco, LA, New York is not going to do what it does for people in Middle America, who you could, or where you could literally and legitimately live on that kind of money. You'd be able to afford an apartment. Rents back there are still, you know, in the $400 and $500 range. Some of the higher ones, get a roommate. But what's going to happen, because people can't even get a studio for that in these other cities that I mentioned, they're going to want more. So things will have to be adjusted. And that means more from not the wealthy, from not the elite, from not the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, or the Chuck Schumer's, or anybody else on the Republican side. It's from you and me. From you and me, right down the line. So we are all making just about the same thing. This is just like during the Obama years of distribution of wealth, of being fair, making sure anybody that makes money that it's taken away and given to somebody that doesn't. For whatever reason, that they don't have money. They don't want to work, whatever. Here's the problem. People aren't going to stand for that. All of these ideas that are being pushed on you right now are very, very dangerous. And I do mean dangerous. At 11 o'clock, we're going to be checking in with Sean Meehan. And we're going to be talking a little Constitution. Because at least the AG, the Attorney General of the United States of America, is looking out for your constitutional rights. Because it is not up for any local municipality, state municipality, or anybody else to tell me that I am required to take a face mask, cover my mouth and nose so I can't breathe, to make me have a test for an antibody that you're being lied to about. Yeah, you're being lied to. Or you're being told so many different things, you can't figure out the truth. Here's my truth for you. Take it as you will. It's not to see necessarily if you have antibodies for the coronavirus. The 23andMe wasn't successful. The Ancestry wasn't successful. Now we're going to force you to do it with fear. It's called DNA collection. It's called mandatory vaccine. And it's called tracking. Call me crazy, but hindsight's 20/20. And you're going to feel pretty damn stupid in a year and 2 years from now. And you're going to be thinking, why didn't I listen? Why didn't I pay attention? Why the, can't use that word. Why the hell is Bill Gates involved in healthcare for the entire country, for the entire world? Why don't you look into Bill Gates' lineage? Don't Google, because you shouldn't be Googling stuff because they're tracking you that way. Even Google tells you that. Use DuckDuckGo. And then just look at Bill Gates' family history. And then maybe you'll start putting two and two together. We'll be back right after this with the letter that was sent to me that you gotta hear. You gotta hear. And I hope Jason Soto is listening as well. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's The Monica Jay Show. Your show, whatever you want to talk about. But I am going to read you a little letter right here. This was mailed to me, and I appreciate it so, so much. Wasn't just mailed to me, though. It was also mailed to the Reno Chief of Police, Jason Soto. Regarding your 90-second video on social distancing, I saw the video. You stated you would send Reno's officers to break up groups reported to Reno police by onlookers, by snitches. That was my word. By those who should be minding their own you-know-whatting business. Again, my words there. By onlookers that are not social distancing. Why not do this for true crimes? Mr. Soto, police are required to uphold federal, state, and Reno laws. You have no jurisdiction regarding social distancing until it either becomes law by the legislature or the United States or the state of Nevada declares martial law. You are involving police in non-police matters. It appears you were shoved into a social distancing issue by the city council. Your new position does not provide this authority either. As a police officer in Oklahoma, a major, stated last week, police need to attend to police matters like kidnappings, vandalism, robberies, burglaries, gang issues, graffiti vehicle accidents, speeding drivers, running lights, stop signs, etc. If city representatives want social distancing monitored, the representatives need to do it themselves. You are not paid to do their bidding, as there is no law to enact police action. Most people are not stupid and follow social distancing recommendations. Well, except for me. The police should spend time protecting property such as Care Chest, who had vehicle vandalism twice within the past 4 days. You failed the community. COVID-19 will likely be around forever, just like the flu. The vaccine may be available the end of 2021, maybe not. The least amount of time to develop a vaccine was 4 years for mumps. Society cannot social distance for the next 18 to 24 months or longer. And no one can force society to social distance unless there is a law to do so. Data is starting to show perhaps 50% of the country already had the virus, but their symptoms were mild or non-existent. I need to share my thoughts on actions not backed by law prior to litigation. Call in Friday to the Monica J. Show and explain to the community you are policing social distancing when that is not police distance. This letter was also sent to Mayor Sheevy and myself. So, doesn't matter who we have scheduled, doesn't matter what time it is between 10 and 11:56. When Chief Soto goes or calls, he will always go on immediately. But this is it, folks. We're having another rally. We're having another rally on Saturday. I hope I see you in Carson City. If you're working, good for you. If you have the day off, please join us. if you're not working, why the hell aren't you joining us? We have to take all of this back. And like I have said before, Tyler, thank you so much for the letter, but I'm my own person. I will not be in a face mask, and I will not be wearing gloves that are just proven to transfer even more crap. You need to turn off the blame stream media and start doing some research for yourself. Start asking why two doctors put a video together that explained what's going on around the country with COVID-19. And it was removed from YouTube just days after the CEO of YouTube came out and said, we will delete anything that goes against what they believe for COVID-19. Why aren't you mad as hell and saying something about it? Look at all the companies out there now, and including the ones from China, that are making so much money off of the new requirements for wearing face masks. It's keeping you busy, and it's taking even more of your money. Interesting how all these things go hand in hand. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you are having a fabulous Wednesday. Answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. You can also listen to the show. You can stream the show live there. You can also listen to podcasts. Monday, I would highly suggest, especially the first hour, we had a rancher from Texas on with us talking about the food supply, especially when it comes to meat. Shad Sullivan burning up Facebook. It's a wonderful interview. He's in the first hour. But while you're there, answer today's poll question. Do you have rekindled faith that the unemployment system will be fixed by a woman who works in the healthcare industry? Well, maybe not so much in the healthcare industry, but that's where her background comes from. Well, and the fact that she's been trying to get gun control. Remember, these are like cabinet positions. When you have a governor who's a Democrat, who's just making it up as he goes along, it seems like, my opinion. How is this going to make anything better for the thousands upon thousands of people who are out of work, who are struggling to pay bills, who are struggling to find food, food banks overwhelmed? Which, side note here, I'm sorry, but it really disturbs me that a multinational corporation like McDonald's is trying to get all of these amazing kudos because they're giving free meals to the healthcare workers out there. The healthcare workers who have jobs, who are still being paid to do that job, who this is no different for them because they put themselves in harm's way every single day. So they should be appreciated every single day, just like our teachers, our firemen, our policemen. But McDonald's is giving them free meals. Why not give free meals to the people who can't afford food? McDonald's. Just saying. People are just looking for kudos. Look what we're doing to participate. Yeah, how about giving those single moms or those single dads with kids? How about giving them a few free meals? All right. This is the most important time you could possibly imagine because we are in a primary election cycle. There's already a lawsuit involved in this primary because of the restrictions of all mail-in ballot. But we have to know who the candidates are. We have to know who the people are who want to be your voice. And you need to participate. Whether you gave up a long time ago or were just sick of it from the beginning. I hate the saying, don't vote, it only encourages them. No, you have to vote to get it right. So we will continue to interview the candidates. And from one of the most beautiful places on earth, Lake Tahoe, Incline Village, Frank Wright is joining us right now. And he is running for the Incline Village GID, which we know is the General Improvement District. Frank, thank you so much for being on the show today.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Very good. So what do you want to bring as far as change? Have you ever run for office before, by the way?
I ran for the Nevada State Senate in 2010. I've run for the Incline Board three or four times. Very difficult to get elected here. We've had a major problem, which is now being rectified as we speak. We've had voter fraud. We've had election fraud. I've raised all kinds of issues with the Registrar of Voters. In the last election, we had a major problem with one of the trustees who was sitting on the board, who was the manager of the election precinct in Raley's in Incline Village, and he was walking people to the polls and telling them who to vote for. And it was amazing. But that's been going on for quite a while here. And I have been an advocate trying to make change here. And we're starting to see some major changes, because of the past performance of some of these people who have been running this district. Even though it may be the prettiest place in the world, it's got some of the ugliest problems going on. And we're trying to rectify and fix all those.
Yeah, it's always what we portray to the public that for some is the most important thing. But it's what's underneath that really needs to be worked on. So, Frank, what are the changes you would like to see come to Incline Village through the improvement district?
Transparency in our financials. It's impossible to get documentation and information. We have a problem going on right now where we ask a simple question to the public records officer. We wanted to know how many full-time employees were being employed during this pandemic, and it seems like that was too tough a question. And it took probably the general manager, a trustee, and a bunch of other people to have to intervene to try to get simple information out. Can you imagine if we can't get that information out of the district, how we're going to get financial information, how money is being spent, where our recreation fees and tax dollars are going? It is a nightmare. And now we have a new financial director who's trying to work through all the past misdeeds. We have a new trustee on board who's very competent. I think you interviewed her, Sarah Schmidt. She's also running for reelection. Wonderful lady. It's changing here, but it's going to take some time.
It always does, especially when elections are staggered and you have people coming in and out of the community who don't know really what's going on. But why do you want to be involved?
Well, I got involved 10 years ago and no one believed the things I was saying. And so for 10 years, I acted probably 2 years on my own. And then a bunch of other people started coming in who were CPAs and attorneys, and they're going, oh my God, you're right. And we started to advocate for change, but we were headbutted by the powers that be, and they referred to us as malcontents and people who are trying to destroy the place. But what we were trying to do is just make them honest. And we've been doing that. And now we have people who are very well engaged, and they get it. They understand what's going on here, and we are making those changes. And a lot of employees are being let go, and they will be let go. I don't know how many will go to jail, but I'm sure there's millions of dollars that are missing from our finances that we're going to uncover as soon as we get into those financials.
Doesn't that seem like always something that taxpayers are saying? We pay and we pay and we pay, and we don't see the results.
Yeah, I mean, there are things I could probably go on for a couple hours, but there are just some things that are so obvious. They pulled a bond for, I think, $5 or $6 million, and the bond was paid off. But then the financial director, feeling comfortable with all this money coming in, he repurposed the bond, and he keeps on collecting the bond. And that bond is still active, even though it's been paid off. And you go, what? Why are you doing this? And the answer is, because they are mismanaging public funds, misappropriation of public funds, spending money they shouldn't be spending. And there's just so many things that have happened here that have been exposed, have hit the Reno Gazette. And the thing that's amazing is there's a lack of oversight and a total lack of internal controls. It's just unbelievable.
Well, and unfortunately, it sounds like you're also running into a lack of interest if your neighbors aren't standing up to do something too, because you've been labeled as a malcontent, and you know that kind of turns people away from you. But they have to look past that, and they have to look at why you're doing this and get on board and wake up. I mean, does that hurt you with people being some residents being seasonal?
Well, that tactic has worked in the past for others who have tried it, and they became very disillusioned. But when you run against somebody like myself who understands the law and understands that there are things that are happening that should not be happening, you want to live in a community that's honest, and they are spending your money towards the people who are paying into these things, and it's what's best for the community's residents living here. Sometimes they don't know what's best for them, and as they follow and listen, they learn. And believe it or not, I'm not a malcontent anymore. I'm a very informed individual who is looked upon with a lot of respect because I have done this. There's no money in it for me. It's just a matter of making my community better, and that's what I'm trying to do.
That's fantastic. Well, Frank, we want to get you the people looking at your information, but you're still working on the website.
Well, we're not in the primary, so it's kind of a time to organize and get things together. I will have my webpage up, and I will have all my documentation and things that people can contact me. I'm willing to give you my phone number, my email address right now if you want it, but it'll all be there.
Oh, you know, I'm not worried about it, Frank, because I know we will definitely be talking with you again. So let us know as soon as let us know as soon as you got the Facebook and the website up, and good luck in the general election.
Thank you so much for the time.
Frank Wright, running for the Incline Village General Improvement District, the GID. This is your time. It's your show, whether it's in Douglas, in Churchill, Story, Lyon. You're running in the primary and you need to get your message out, please call the station, talk to my producer, Craig. We've got a schedule worked out and we're just filling up the slots left and right. First come, first serve. But we want to make sure everybody at least gets their voice out there once in the primary. So important. We're going to be back right after this with more important things you need to know about, including how this supply chain thing and the economy works, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You want to call into the show today, 884. Sorry about that. 88. You'd think after a year, I would know this stuff. 884-9910. Log on to 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question for any of those who are unemployed or who have friends or family who's unemployed. Do you think by the switching out of directors of the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation, the one person that leaves, another person comes in, both of them, not really a whole lot of history in an unemployment office. The forms, how it works, but hey, as long as they know Governor Sisolak and, you know, have some sort of knowledge of how the system works, i.e. state agencies, then I guess our new director is just going to make all kinds of differences in you getting your check. Yeah, right. All right. We played this the other day. Oh, let me ask you the question. Do you have a rekindled faith that the unemployment system will be fixed by a woman who works and has worked in the healthcare industry? She is part of the Silver State Exchange. So, it just boggles the mind how Governor Sisolak runs this state. Boggles the mind. And this pretty much sums it up right here. I played this the other day, and people just absolutely loved it. So, let's hit it again. This is what's going on.
Understand why everybody isn't following the same rules right now. They're very clear, so let's take a minute and let's go over them again. First, you must not leave the house for any reason, unless of course you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless of course they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. You should not go to the doctor's office or the hospital unless you have to go there. Unless, of course, you are too sick to go there. This virus has no effect on children except for those children in which it affects. The virus remains active on different surfaces for 2 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours, but in most cases it's days and not hours, and it needs a damp environment or a cold environment that is warm and dry in the air, unless the air is plastic. Schools are closed, so you need to homeschool your children unless you can send them to school because you are not home. If you are at home, you can school your children using various portals and online classrooms unless you have poor internet, more than one child, only one computer, or you are working from home. Baking cakes can be considered math, science, or art. If you are home educating, you can include household chores within their education curriculum. And if you are home educating, you may start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. every day. If you are not home educating children, you may also start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. Masks are useless at protecting you against the virus, but you still need to wear one because it can save lives. And in some cases, it may even be mandatory, but also maybe not. You must not go to work, but you can get another job, at which point you may go to work. Stay home. I don't know how many more celebrities we need to have tell you how important it is to go outside and take care of your mental health. There is no shortage of groceries in the supermarket. There are simply many things missing. You don't need to go buy a bunch of toilet paper, but you should buy some in case you need it. If you are sick, you may go out once you are better, but those in your household, they cannot go out once you are better unless, of course, they need to go out. Animals are not affected by the virus, except for that cat that tested positive in Belgium in February, plus a couple tigers. The number of corona-related deaths will be announced daily, but we don't know how many people are infected because we were only testing those who are almost dead to determine if that's what they will die of. The people who die of corona who are not counted won't or will be counted, but maybe not. To help protect yourself during these times, you should be eating well and exercising, but exercising only eating what you have at home to avoid going to the stores unless you need toilet paper or a fence panel. It's important to get fresh air, but don't go to parks, but do go walk in other places. Just don't sit down unless you are old or pregnant. But if you do sit down, don't sit for too long. Unless you are old and you are pregnant, in which case you need to sit down. But if you do sit down, don't eat unless you've had a long walk, which you are allowed to do if you are old or pregnant, except for times in which you aren't. Don't visit old people, but you have a moral obligation to take care of old people and bring them food and medicine. And finally, no businesses will go down due to coronavirus except those businesses that go down due to COVID-19. I hope this cleared up any questions about what we should and should not be doing during this time. Please educate your friends and family with this information so we can remove any and all confusion surrounding this time. Thank you.
So I hope you got that. Do you feel better? Do you know what's going on now? Yeah, that's how this state is being run right now. That's pretty much how this country is being run. I don't know. People given just enough rope to hang themselves. I am more apt to go with the discretion of the Attorney General of the United States of America that is warning governors, you better be careful because you are infringing on people's civil liberties. And we're going to talk more about civil liberties with Sean Meehan coming up after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.